the same thing that Copernicus and Galilei said, so is mentioned by Balamoya and Rosh Hashanah. You can check up on me. It's on the Gemara Daf Chof. Chof Dalet Chor Michses Haaretz. So the Balamoya says that the earth revolves around the sun. So then the Ovenir points out, even though the Rambam says the contrary, but many Rishayim say like Copernicus, that the earth revolves around the sun. And it is interesting, the Maharal Miprog in Nisiv Yudalet, in Nisiv Eselon, Nisiv Atoro, Peret Yudalet, so he discusses the importance of studying Chochma Eselon, and he says that one, that every Jew should study Chochma Eselon, because Chochma Eselon emanates from the Rebbeinu Shalom. How can one have a negative attitude towards Chochma Eselon? And the Gemara says, in Gemara Chodom Yish Chochma Bagoyim Tami. And when one sees Chochma Chachma Eselon, he has to say, Blache, Shenosa Mechochma Selevaz Amadam. How can we have a negative attitude towards Chochma Eselon? The Maral Miprok says that. So the Maral Miprok says, you see, there is one great scientist, he doesn't mention his name. Why does he mention his name? I don't understand. But he means Copernicus. And he knew Copernicus, he corresponded with Kepler and Copernicus. He was a contemporary of Kepler and Copernicus. So he said, through his Chochme, so he discovered that the whole system is different than what people thought until him. He means that the earth revolves around the sun. So Maharal Miprok himself agreed with the Copernican theory that the earth revolves around the sun. And then the Zohar Parsha Vayikra, as the old Neil points out, so mentioned that the Zohar Ibn Messi Kashe, the Oratz Rehul Emedes, how did the Oratz Rehul Emedes? But the earth revolves around the sun, so how do I... So the Zohar gives it tariffs. All right, I don't want to mention the tariffs. It's too deep. First of all, I don't understand the tariffs. So, but the Zohar is that, is that kasha. So I think that the expression of Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz is based upon the premise that the earth revolves around the sun. So what does it mean, the earth revolves around the sun? So the earth makes two motions. In the course of a year, it completes a revolution around the sun. And each day, it revolves around its own axis. So Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz, I'm not saying it's a drasha, I'm saying it as a loch. I think that's the pshat. So Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz means act out. Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz, act out the practice of the earth. What does the earth do? Makes two motions. One motion it completes in the course of a year. It's a revolution around the sun, and every day it revolves around its own axis. A human being too has to make two revolutions. First of all, he has to make a slow revolution around the sun, around all the branches of wisdom. Of course, the central branch of wisdom is Chochmas HaTorah, that's the Neir Ma'arovi, but he has to make a revolution around the other branches of wisdom too, the sun, the shed light, all the Chochmas emanate from the Rebbeinu Shalom. In Gemara Chodom, Yesh Chochma Bagoyim Istami. So, and then there is the other one, that's Yishuvayu. Now, the Rambam says, Rabbi Shechter, do you grant me a number of minutes of grace? I want to know.
As long as the Rosh Hashanah will.
Okay, fine. But you say it, you're saying Chatev. Okay, fine. I'm not going to take advantage of your generosity, but just a few minutes. Now there is a Mishnah in Makis. Maya Rishus, of Kol Rishus. Yotzo Ava Makis Nei, Varav Rides Talmidei, Ushliya Bezdin Shehiko. What does it mean, Ava Makis Nei? If he hits his son in the course of teaching Torah. So then, and Bishayi, if he kills him, he's potter of boys. Or if he rabbi in the course of teaching Torah, so he kills Bishayi, the Talmud, he's potter of boys. And the Gemara says that it's not only true of Makes, Nei, or Talmidei in the course of teaching Torah, but also if he's Hilik, as many as Talmidei in the course of teaching an Umnes, because Umnes is also an Umnes. And the Rambam Kaskun said in Perik Hei, Mihilches, Ritzeach, Ushmiras Nefesh, Habein, Shehorak, Esobi, Bishgobo, Goyle, Vichimov, Shehorak, as Bnei Gil, Al Yodei, Amidvo, Mamurin, Bishahor, Gishaloi, Bishaslimut, Oy Shalim, Lamdi, Umnes, Achere, Shinitzorich, Lo, Avon, Yisav, Nei, Kide, Lamdi, Teiro, Yochmo, Umnes, Umeis, Potter. So the Rambam says, Avon Yisav Neikid Ram De Teo, Teo, Umnes, everybody knows, Chochmo. Couldn't say that he means Chochmo is a Teo, because he mentions already, Teo. So what does Chochmo mean? Chochmo means Chochmo Seo. Obviously it means Chochmo Seo. So where is the mitzvah? So the Tzotnas Paneach in Tshuva, it's not in the regular Seifer of Tzotnas Paneach. But it's a special tshuva that was printed in the Torah journal in Israel, Mayon. I have it written down, I mean, which Mayon? So there the Tzotnas Paneach says that it's the mitzvah of Hanig ben Minan Derechetz, V'yosavtu Gonecho, Hanig ben Minan Derechetz. So, and then the Tzotnas Paneach, Yosef Rosen, mentions a Mechilta in Parshas Bey, at the end of Parshas Bey. So there, the Mechilta says, Ho'of chayed l'ramid ez bnei toiro be'umnes. Then Rav Akiva Meir, af mechuyov l'ramdei l'ashiti b'mayim. So that's mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Kedushin also. But then that's Rav Akiva. Rebbe Meir, af mechuyov l'ramdei yishuv medino. Yishuv medino. And Yishuv Eilam is Hanah. So Rabbi Yisuf Rosen says, that's Chochmah. So that's a mitzvah. In other words, why is Umnes a mitzvah? So the Gemara in Kedushin says, Mitzvei Chayim Yisha Asher Arachto. So, in Yisha Mame Shakosuk Midaber. So, made Umnes, teach an Umnes to your son. Together with Meron God the Son, Tishem Shem Chuyeb, Lilamdei, Lelasiye Yisho, Kach Mechuyeb, Lilamdei Yunis, Vim Bitorah Kos Midaber, Reichai Yisho Asher Afto. So Yisho symbolizes Torah, because Torah is compared to Yisho. So Lameid Yunis, לבינכות כמו שמחויב ללמד את בני תירו כך מחויב ללמד את בני אומנס. So there is a mitzvah to teach an אומנס. Why is an אומנס important? Why is an אומנס important? So it's not to make a living. It's not just to make a living. Of course, it's important because אומנס is one element in their hearts. What is their heart? Anything that is conducive to Yishuv Hamdino. And anything that is conducive to his own fulfillment, so comes within their hearts. And of course, an umnes, if a person does not have an umnes, he does not have a job, he does not have a living, he does not make a living, even if he gets enough from relief. Sometimes you can get more when you are on relief than when you have a job. Some doctors from Israel told me that those who live on relief in the United States make out much better than the doctors in Israel. So, So even if a person has the means to live, let's say he has a shvel gives him ibike kes. There is such a thing. There are many shvels who give ibike kes. There's something 50 years ago I didn't know, I mean, but it's actual door. Today there are many shvels who are looking dafke for a son-in-law who will take, accept ibike kes. And they are looking for it. So then there is no daigis for Nose, but couldn't say that someone who lives on ibike kes all his life and doesn't do anything else, that he realizes self-fulfillment. So the union of oneness is not just in order to make a living. You see, Tadhiri says that even if one is a terrific businessman, that the father is still mechuyach to teach him emunas. But I think that in business you can make much more money than emunas. A businessman is able to make more money than a carpenter anytime. So still Rabbi Yudeh, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudeh. We pass like an economy. But Rabbi Yudeh says he must teach him an illness. Why? Because it's not just a question of being able to make a living, otherwise he'll have to live on charity, he'll have to beg, he'll become a pauper. Even if he doesn't have to become a pauper, even if he gets enough money from the link. So there is no self-fulfillment. So Hanig ben Minag Darachayetz means that he has to be engaged in everything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the Medina. Yishuv Medina, Yishuv Ayom, and everything that is conducive to his own upbuilding, to his own self-fulfillment. So now I try to midalik al horen and mikapis al voice. Now I said that the halachic justification for Torah Mabel as the goal for Yeshiva University can be discussed from the point of view of five prerogatives, five perspectives. Perspective number one, the study of Mabel as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mabel is necessary as a medium towards the attainment of Avos Aveirim. That was discussed already. Perspective number two, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is conducive to Yishuv for Elom or Yishuv Medina or the upbuilding of the world. That was discussed already. Perspective number three, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards self-fulfillment or self-upbuilding. That was discussed already. Now two more perspectives have to be discussed. Perspective number four, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is essential for a full understanding of the Torah and for the application of the halacha to the numerous and multifarious vicissitudes of life. It goes without saying that in order to be able to pass the shaila in electricity, you have to be versed in at least the rudiments of physics. In order to pass the shaila in pikuach nefesh, whether an operation should be performed, should not be performed, so one has to be versed in the rudiments of biology or physiology, I mean, and so on. He doesn't have to be a big scientist, but he has to know. If somebody is a goyen and has a mind like Misha Feinstein, so without studying the rudiments of science, so if he just hears a scientist explain to him in half an hour, he'll grasp it. But not everybody has the mind of Misha Feinstein. So in order to understand the mitzvahs, he has to study science, otherwise he will not be able to pass shailas in pikuach nefesh. So that is what the Rambam meant when he said, Nilkechu kirakoches ukitaproches ukeifes liteo. So this perspective number four. What is perspective number five? Fil haris es a amin des asori mesiopio. Kitevas mari. I think that when the Gemara in Shabbos says, kol mi shemidea, kol shemidea lechashe vitkupis umazolis, ve'ini mechashe, Rabbi Shechter, I think in another 10 minutes I'll be finished, okay? There's the Pesuk in Yishai. And then he says that it's mitzvah to be mechashiv with kufis mazolis because kihi chochmaschem ubinaschem leinam. And the Rambam, in the Tshuvah to Rav Yenis Nakel, so he has reference when he says, La'aris ha'amim v'sasorim esiofio k'tivas marihim. So he has reference to this Gemara, ki chochmaschem ubinaschem leinam. So it is interesting. Rav Azariah Figo, he's one of the Delei Aposkim, the Machaber of Gidulei Trumo, in his Sefer Bino Li'itim. So he says, true that Gemara says that mitzvah lechashiv tkufis mazolos, it's a mitzvah for the Torah, for lomdei Torah, to be versed in the sciences in order to be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah, in the Torah. But the Gemara mentions the passage of ki chochmaschem ubinaschem leinam, but the Torah says in that passage, ושמרתם ועשיסם כי חוכמסכם ובנסכם לילי עמים אשר ישמיעו נסכו החוקים האלה ויאמרו רק המחוכם בינו בין הגוי הגובר הזה. So the Torah emphasizes the element of ושמרתם ועשיסם. So it is not just by being versed in the sciences, so we'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah. Will be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah if the study of nature will be a tool to shmartem rasisem, if it will lead to an ideal behavior pattern. So then, it's kihichoch maschem ubinaschem leinamim asher yishmiu neskol achukim eile biomru rakam chochom binovin habriyavon mazeh. And this is the reason as to why the Rambam, in the preamble before the Seder Torah, before Sefer HaMadon, in which he discusses, in Seder Torah he discusses the importance of the study of natural sciences. So in the preamble he says, "Mishaych hasdecho litecho, b'tzidkos ha'mishrei." When will we be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim? When will all people, Jew or non-Jew alike, be able to see Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoyaze? Not just by Jews being proficient in physics, in chemistry, in biology. Even if Jews will get all the Nobel Prizes in all the fields of science and humanities, but if their behavior pattern will not be ethical, so then people will not say, Rakam chochom v'novin hagoy hazeh. The umiseilom will say, Rakam chochom v'novin hagoy avod lazeh. And Jews too will say, Rakam chochom v'novin hagoy hazeh. If Mado, Sefer Mado, will go hand in hand with dedication to chesed and tzedek. That's the reason as to why the Rambam mentioned in the preamble to the Seder Atira, Mishaych hasdecho l'idecho. Then we'll be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim with your creativity. Of course, there is a halachic justification. education for Toro and Madro. For Toro and Madro is the goal for Yeshiva University. And I can't even understand how anyone can be opposed to the idea of Toro and Madro as a goal for Yeshiva University. But Yeshiva University has to dedicate itself to the Yiseida Yiseideis, V'amuda Chochmeis, Leida Sheyesham Rot Jorishen, V'humamtzi Komnitzo, V'chon Tzoyim Yishomayim V'oretz, V'nimtzi U'elamiim Tassimotzei. And the Meforshim point out, why does the Rambam use the expression Yiseida Yiseideis, V'amuda Chochmeis? It's not the doubt of the Rambam to indulge in words. The Rambam always has followed the approach of Leilom Yilami Dodoli Talmide Roshim Tzor. The answer is because the mitzvah of Onich HaLishem Lekecho, according to the Rambam, as the Rambam himself points out in Meir Nevuchim, Book 1, Perek Lamed Gimel, implies two things, Emuneh and Chochmeh Yideh. So, from the point of view of the Munech, so it is the Yiseida Yiseides. And from the point of view of Mado Chochme, it has to be Amuda Chochme. So Yiseida Yiseides, the Amuda Chochme is Leida Sheish Amotsurishen. And Torah and Mado have to go hand in hand with dedication to Chesed and to Tzedek. And in conclusion, I would like to tell a certain story about my father, Zechen Mevorach. My father, my mother. The reason as to why I want to mention that story, very simple. Because lately I got some letters from anonymous people. They mean well. So one person sent in to me, anonymously, I don't know who the sender is, but I don't know why he's wasting his money. So he sent in to me a copy of the Birka Shmuel's Tshuva to Harav Schwab about studying in university. I don't know why all of a sudden he sent it in to me, I don't know. Maybe it has to do something with this lecture, I don't know. I don't know. They mean well. There's no doubt that they mean well. Now, I'm also aware of the tshuva of Robert. I knew Robert very well. Whenever he was in Warsaw, he stayed in my father's house. I knew Robert very well as all those who sent in the tshuva to me. And in that, I knew him very well. So I want to mention a certain story. Eschatoyah ani maskirayim. Eschatoyah ani maskirayim. Can't help it. So, when I was a young boy, I was a bookworm. I still am. A bookworm. And I like to read books. So, I started to read Freud. I'm his father, I'm making a confession. So I started to read Freud. So then I read by Freud an essay, The Judgment of King Solomon. You can find it in all the psychological work by Freud. It's in about 20 volumes under the subtitle Beyond the Pleasure Principle. And an essay on the judgment of King Solomon. And there he discusses the detour that took place before Shlomo HaMelech between the two Noshim who came before Shlomo HaMelech, and they had a tiny. One woman said that she stayed in the same house with another woman and she gave birth to a child. The other woman gave birth to a child, and then her child was a living child, and the other woman's child died. So then when she woke up one night, so she noticed that the dead child, who was the child of the other woman, had been placed in her bed near her. And the living child was placed near the other woman. And the other woman said, no, other. The living child is my child, and their child is your child. So Shlomo HaMelech said, they should bring him his sword. So they brought him his sword, and then he said he'll cut the living child into two halves, and the dead child into two halves, and he'll make a chlukah. He didn't exactly conform to the halacha of Shneimers and Mitalis Yachlech. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. So then one woman, the real mother said that, the real mother said, no, let her keep the living child. I don't want the child to be cut in half. And the spurious mother said, no, gamli gamlochli. It's better that way. Let's have the living child cut in half. So Shlomo HaMelech said, the woman who said, no, she doesn't want that the living child should be cut in half, that's the real mother. And the other one is the spurious mother. So Freud writes that people don't understand the real reason for King Solomon's psychoanalysis. He agrees, he appreciates, he admires Shlomo HaMelech's psychoanalysis, but people don't understand that the real reason. So, what is the real reason? People think that Shlomo HaMelech came to the conclusion that the real mother is the one who didn't want that the living child should be cut in half. The real reason as to why Shlomo HaMelech came to the inescapable conclusion that the one who did want that the child should be cut in half was the spurious mother, because the motive of hatred by far is much stronger than the motive of love. So as far as the reluctance by the real mother to have the child cut into two halves, that's not such a right boy. But the right boy was the fact that that woman said, cut a child, a little child, into two halves. Because the motive of hatred is much stronger than the motive of love. It's not complementary, to human integrity, but this is how it's done. I was very impressed with this essay, very impressed. I felt that this essay is a Brisker chiddush of the Brisker form. Not always does Reb Chaim say there are two dinim, sometimes there is only one din. But the question is, which din? Some people think that the Brisker approach consists in saying it's two dinim. No, not always. Sometimes there are no two dinim, there is only one din. But the question is, which din? So this, I felt, I was 17 years old, that I felt that this is typical of the Brisker approach. I told it to my mother. My mother was also very impressed. So, my mother told me, Zog the seed of Ntat. Tell it to Tat. So, I was reluctant. So I was reluctant to repeat it to my father. I don't know, to my mother I wasn't reluctant, but to my father, why, I don't know. I mean, I have to psychoanalyze myself. So I said about, you can see there's only talking about Tati Vase as Freud is not curious. And my father knew very well, because my father read the Yiddish paper, he didn't read the New York Times, but he read the Morgen Journal every day, from cover to cover, every day, because he was interested in current events. So by reading the Morgen Journal, also he found out about Freud's book and Moses and monotheism. So he knew that Freud was an Epicurus and that he wrote all kinds of nonsense. So I was reluctant to tell my father Echidushitera by Freud. I felt uncomfortable about it. So my mother said, worse. So I said, the Rambam, the Mont Aristotle is Zechnich Menchimain. He's coming to the Monorah, Zakta Buddhist, Kabbalah, Sermis Michel. Anyway, my mother told me to tell it to my father, so I had to do it. But I postponed. Then, a few days later, a certain person, I'll mention his name because I'm only going to mention good things about him, not Chas v'Sholem bad things, so it will not involve an Yisrael Lashon Hara. There was, 50 years ago, there was in New York a certain person whose name was Dr. Rosenzweig. He was a very interesting person. In his young days, he was a Talmud in Slabotki, and he was a good Talmud in Slabotki, because when Ramot Hirsch, the altar of Slabotki, sent a group of Mitzionim from Slabotki to Rabbi Zalapana Dejer, so this Dr. Rosenzweig was among the boys that Ramot Hirsch, the Mashgiach of Slabotki Yeshiva, sent to Rabbi Zalapana Dejer. So it probably was in Tzuyen, otherwise he wouldn't have sent him to Rabbi Zalapanovich. Now then, he went to Germany and he studied philosophy in Berlin, and then he became, got a doctorate in philosophy, and he became an assistant to Hermann Kohl, the philosopher. And he was a real king, of course, Yishin Alochas B'Choyei, he was a very remarkable masculine, but a real king, and a big Shin Alochas. He always learned. He was not a Gotel B'Teyor, but he was a Shin Alochas, a big bento, Balto B'Teyor. And he taught Bible in the college here in New York. So he happened to, he used to come to my father almost every 2 weeks. Shires, he discussed, he was a very interesting person. And he even told us, I mean the whole family, that one time Rabbi Meir Simcha came to Berlin, he had to see a certain doctor, so he told Rabbi Meir Simcha about Hermann Cohen. So Rabbi Meir Simcha said he would like to meet Hermann Cohen. So he arranged a meeting between Rabbi Meir Simcha and Hermann Cohen. And what did he discuss, Rabbi Meir Simcha and Hermann Cohen? The Rambam about Prilin Yediyah Nuchishut. So then Hermann Cohen was very impressed. He never thought that the Rav is only involved in Torah learning, has such a profound insight in philosophical problems. So he used to visit my father almost every other week. So a few days after this, I read this essay by Freud. So he came to visit. Then he started to talk about this one, that one, Albert Einstein, you know, all kinds. Then he started to talk about Freud. So I found it as an opportune moment in Shasakrishya to tell my father what Freud said. It's an opportunity like this. It was difficult for me to mention it to my father, Zechinovich. It was difficult. But I would have done it anyway, but it became easy. When he started to talk about Freud, oh, so that's the opportune moment. So I mentioned to my father. So my father said, sehr gut. Rabbi Rosh is pilot. This is all of this. Sagimorin in Marcus. And then, that was in December. And the summer before that, I learned Marcus. My father says, Sagimorin Marcus. Couldn't finish that. So he said, the end of Marcus. So the Gemara says, Bishleisha Mikemes, Hoy Pia Ruach HaKedesh, Bibes Medroshot. Once Bibes Dinei, Shalchei, and once when he said Tzot Komimeni, and then another, and Bevizdini Shal Shleime. When Shleime said you should give the living baby to that mother, she is the mother. So, Minoyade, how do you know? How do you know? So the answer is, because Bill Hakish, otherwise how could he have known? So the Gemara is the kashe. So the Gemara is the kashe of why hakish? Maybe without hakish, it's just with chokhmah. So the Gemara says, no, he couldn't have come to that conclusion just because of chokhmah, because of psychoanalysis. Because Dilma Humikamar, maybe that woman, the so-called genuine, real mother, was just acting very smartly, sagaciously. Humikamar. So the Gemara says, no, it couldn't be because of Humikamar. Because the other woman said, no, they should cut the child into two halves. So even without Ruach HaKodesh, so Shlomo could have come to that conclusion, just on the basis of Chochmah. But it's a Kabbalah that Shlomo said it with Ruach HaKodesh, but only because there is a Kabbalah. Otherwise, he could have come to the same conclusion without Ruach HaKodesh, because of the other mother. So the Gemara says so. Freud is right. So he says, the story about Reb Chaim. Very interesting story about Reb Chaim. What's the story about Reb Chaim? Very interesting story. Reb Chaim was a Rav in Brisk. So one time, the butcher of Brisk had a shaila about two bulls, and Ratzim Chazelik was known to be the biggest maker in Europe. But here there was such a case that even Ratzim Chazelik couldn't find the head. So Ratzim Chazelik passed, Reb Chaim passed. He delegated all the shyness to Ratzim Chazelik. But he agreed with himself that there's no basis to be matir. You had to be matir with two bulls, and that involved the loss of a few thousand rubles in Tsarist Russia in those days. So Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim thought that when the psak will be given, so the butcher will probably become so angry, he starts screaming. No, he told the psak it's straight. So he was in Kabul by the psak. Then a few months later, so the same butcher had it in Torah with another person before Reb Chaim, and he lost. But the amount that it involved was much less than the loss involved in the psak by Reb Chazelik, the two bulls are trained. So when Reb Chaim mentioned the psak, so the butcher started to scream at Reb Chaim, calling him all kinds of names, Gazlan Ritzeach, the sister Harris, my blood from me. I don't want to translate it into English. Then, nothing. Reb Chaim at first didn't retort back. But then, when he started to keep on screaming at Reb Chaim, Gazlan Ritzeach, the curse. Reb Chaim said to him, "This is a spunning, and give a voice from the desert." That's the story. That was close before Rosh Hashanah. Then Yom Kippur, my father told me the whole story. Then Yom Kippur, my father was then 17 years old, and the Chatovu was 10 years old, and the older brother of Yisrael Gershon was 19 years old, 20 years old. So, just as everybody was getting ready, you know, for the kippah in the shul, in the rock shul, so Reb Chaim said to his children, to the three of them, "Now, darf ist again zum Schneiderschen Bismarck," because then butcher governed in the Tiller's Bismarck. Alright, so they went. What is Chaim to do with the Schneiderschen? So no one knew, but no one dared ask him why. So he went with his three sons to the Schneiderschen Bismarck. The reason was because there is halacha that if somebody insulted another person, so before you keep there, he has to ask him to. So since Reb Chaim at the end retorted back to the butcher, he told him, "Chutzpah mi kalspon di aroit from Bezni Shtevo, take it from me up." So he wanted to ask him a chit. So King Tishnaisim is narrating, all the Jews, they had a talisim over their heads, and that which also had a talis over his head. So Abchaim Kuritaya determined who is that person whom he has to ask for. Everybody had his talis, so he bent down and he tried to look until finally he found that which. So it started, he said, it linked. How is shown up? Got a bigger or something bigger up here? Or because it's gesagt, is it there? Is in Kippe a better way to go? So he lifted the talus over his head, and he said to Rabbi Chaim, "Meicho, the girl trick." So Rabbi Chaim said to him in the presence of his three sons. Der Betach Michil in Nochamor, zwei Kinder. Doch der Neuer von Michil sein, hat die Geld zurück, Gazler in der, kann ich nicht sagen. So he said, Neuer bin nicht Michil. So he said, Betach hat Rhythmo. He said, ihr bin ich nicht Michil. Du dir nicht Michil, einer noch aus. So der Rav Chaim said, ich habe schon die Betten drei Monate gelegt, mehr darf ich nicht. Aber er meint, als ich habe die Betten gelegt, weil ich habe die gehandelt wegen der Diener. Ich habe nicht gehandelt wegen der Diener. Ich habe gerade recht, ich bin ganz zurück. Ich habe sie aus dem Ende in den Siedlern geschaut. Aber in Kippur, als man beleidigt an Menschen, darf man Betten in der Kirche. Er führt in den Handel durch. Man darf Betten in der Kirche in Kippur. Ich habe gebeten, ich bin mehr. Aber mein Dienst ist nicht weit, aber ich habe gesagt, ich bin in Kippur, aber was ist das? Und ihr werdet. So dann, Dem Ratsin Chazelik heard it all. So Rabbi Chazin Zelik was on the verge of tears. He was crying. Then on the day of Yom Kippur, he was in Rabbi Chaim's house and he was every day in Rabbi Chaim's house. So he says, he can't understand. He told him, how is it that person has such a chutzpah, such an atzpah, Yom Kippur? He doesn't want to be Michael Rebchaim stoops down so low. They're asking the Chile now. And the same person, when he got a sack about the two bulls, that he has to lose 3,000 rubles, he was Nikalada. How can you understand? So Rebchaim said to him, was it Srakashi? So Rebchaim mentioned the Gemara Mas. You see? That the motive of sinning is much stronger than the motive of love. So the motive of sinning is much stronger than even our satsme. So there it was a question about satsme. You know, he was not a very generous person and he liked money. But because of the deen, so he was able to suppress his avasamo. He's avasatzman, not avasamon, he's avasatzman. But here he was angry at me, not because he lost, because the other fellow won. The leader was angry. Er ist in Kass, weil er der andere Baldino gewonnen hat. Nicht, weil er verloren hat. Oh, nicht hier in der Klappe da. Aber der andere hat gewonnen mit ihm, sagt er. So, ich sagte, ja, ihr müsst es auch gesagt haben. Und was hast du auch in Spiles? So, ich sagte, ich habe in Spiles. Das doch hast, das seht ihr uns gesagt. Auf der Freund, wir haben den, wo es das seht ihr gesagt. So, ich sagte, was sind das als Appelle? Freund, hat ein guter Kopf, hat ein haben den, so. So, das ist die Story. Then, Dr. Rosenzweig said, he asked him, and my father did not become angry at me. So, I even asked my father, he said, so I was a good friend, Dr. Rosenzweig, a good sache machen tuns, kabile sein es nie schon. This was my father told. So, then Dr. Rothschweig asked the Shari Mekar. He said, he heard my father say, Kabbalah is a remiss in Mishon. He teaches Bible in college. So So he wants to know whether it's all right for him to mention what the Bible critics say in the course of Bible. He says, of course, I'll refute it. Damashitoshi. So my father said, no, you're not allowed to mention what Bible critics say. And then he told me, Alan, bring me a Rif of Sanhedrin. So I brought a Rif of Sanhedrin. In those days, so the Shas did not have the Rif at the end of it. But there is a special chiddush of Rif and Shas. So there was a Rif and Zif.